We continue to answer your questions with our Giants mailbag segment here on Giants.com. I'm John Schmelk. I'm joined by former Giants offensive lineman David Deal. Your two questions today, the first one, Vance in Hoboken, New Jersey. The Giants offseason program begins in April, and Vance wants to know what goes on during that offseason workout program.
Vance, great question. What happens during the offseason program is that you build the foundation for the 2015 football season. What you do here in the weight room, getting yourself prepared, pushing yourself and pushing your teammates, going through this time is what puts you on the football field and allows you to have the success drawing back from what you've done in the weight room, the sprints, the running, the conditioning, because we all know football is about reacting. It's not about thinking. And if you take care of business and have the competitive edge of watching as much film, practicing as hard as you need to, and have the foundation of going back on your work ethic during the offseason and what you've developed as a football team, that's what the offseason is all about.
Question number two, great answer. This one from Joan in Toms River. Now that we're one season into it, what would you consider the trademark of Ben McAdoo's offense, and what changes, if any, do you think we'll see this year in season number two?
I think that Ben McAdoo's offense is one that controls the time of the game and the possession of the game. As an offense, you always want to control the time of possession. You want to control the line of scrimmage. But what he does is he goes up tempo, where he runs the quick intermediate routes and passing the crossing routes. But also he has the run zone games where you can run play action out of it. That's where I think now with Williams, Jennings, and Shane Vereen, I think we're going to see a lot more screens, which is one of the best things, not only for an offensive line, but what it does, it slows down the pass rush of any defense.
We haven't seen the Giants run consistently great screen passes probably since Tiki Barber was here. Giant fans would love to see it.
Yes, and like I said, that's something that definitely helps out as an offensive lineman, because if you can set and sell a screen to a defensive lineman and screen them and throw them upfield and be successful with it, the next time you're in a third and manageable situation where you can go to that screen, a defensive end and a defensive tackle may be a little more hesitant to get upfield, and their eyes may be looking around to see where the running back is instead of just coming all out with their ears pin back and attacking the quarterback.
Giant fans awfully excited to see Ben McAdoo's offense in season number two. For David Deal, I'm John Schmelk. We'll see you next time.